Hello, everyone. This is the September 13th KPFK Finance Committee. I'm Kim Kaufman, the Treasurer and Secretary, and I apologize to everyone for starting late. We were having technical issues. So I'm going to ask for a roll call. Grace Aaron. Ken Aaron. Doug Barnett. Fred Blair.
Present.
Present.
Jim Cohen Johnson.
Here.
Dan McCrory.
Hello.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Dave Johnson.
Hello. Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser.
Here.
John Markowitz.
Present.
Present.
Bruce Strauss.
I'm here.
Beth Van Gunten.
Here.
John Wenger.
Present.
Okay. Can I get someone to time?
I'll do it. Give me the parameters.
I don't know, 90 seconds first time.
Got it.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I move.
So moved.
So moved, Mike. Mike.
Okay. Yeah, somebody's recording this. I can hear a time delay. I can hear it now. Weird. Well, it could be that guest that keeps popping in here. All right, let's see. This is going to be, okay, are there any amendments to the agenda?
Chair, this is Jonathan Markowitz. I have a point of order.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm not a member, other than a listener member, but I wanted to point out that whoever is recording, if they're listening, all they have to do is mute their phone. If they're recording in the same space and monitoring from their recording while their phone is open and not muted, if you mute your phone, we will not hear a repeating echo.
Okay. That,
so hopefully whoever's doing this.
That's not a point of order, but that's fine.
Well, it is. It's a technical point of order. Thank you.
It's not a okay. So are there any amendments to the agenda?
Beth has a couple questions about the agenda.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Are there tellers available for the election that you scheduled today?
I don't know. I assume they are, and I'm sure in the next month they will be.
I guess we can cross that bridge when we come to it then. And the other one is regarding the item number 10, the closed session item. Do we have non-disclosure agreements signed from all committee members?
We don't need them.
Actually, if we're going to discuss personnel matters, we do. And so I would object to including item number 10. It's inappropriate. It's actually not legal.
Ken, this is Mike. Can I be recognized?
Yes.
As I mentioned in the last LSB meeting, the non-disclosure confidentiality agreement looks like it was written by a dime store lawyer, and anybody who signs it really hasn't read it. I have it for the LSB. I haven't signed it. I've mentioned I won't sign it because it puts the person who signs it in a very unfavorable position. Over the course of my career, I've signed NDAs, I've created NDAs, and I've signed them, you know, two or three times a month for business, and I would never, ever, ever sign that agreement. Anybody who does is putting themselves in legal jeopardy. So take it for what it's worth.
Go ahead, Ruth. What's your question?
I'm not sure what this refers to. I'm hearing an echo, but anyway, what is this NDA or whatever? I'm not sure I understand.
I have a 10-minute closed session after we adjourn for anyone who wants to stay.
To address personnel matters, which is illegal.
Okay.
I'll go get Arthur then. We'll let him hear.
Okay.
I did ask for the stack. May I have the floor to address this
you
item?
You already have the floor, Beth, and you spoke. And then other people got on the stack. If you'd like the stack again, I will give it to you. Would you like to
That's
speak?
That's what I'm asking for now.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Michael Heiss, I presume you're... I cannot talk through the echo of myself and make any kind of sense. We have to solve that problem. To expect the committee to meet with that kind of thank you. Actually, there it is again. So it's unreasonable to expect any committee to try to function with that in the background. We have a responsibility to solve that problem. So if I can, it sounds okay at the moment, I'll go ahead. Michael, if you're referring to the NDA that was distributed by the recognized LSB, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's not the formal official Pacifica NDA, which is more like 4 pages long and drafted by Pacifica Legal Counsel. And I've signed that one. I doubt that many others here have. There may be a couple. But to discuss especially personnel matters with general members of the public is absolutely a violation of labor law, and it sets us up for liability and getting sued. So I absolutely object to having this item on the agenda. The meeting has not been qualified. We haven't cleared this with Pacifica Council. I'll go get him now if that's what it's going to take. But this is an absolutely irresponsible, illegal request. Thank you.
Ken, may I speak?
Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Somebody send me an NDA that is appropriate to be signed. I'll sign it. Haven't seen it. Haven't been sent it. You know, whatever.
Okay. It's my opinion that it's not needed. And it's optional. If anyone wants to stay after, they can stay after. If they don't, if they object, they don't have to stay. It doesn't matter to me.
It's a violation of law.
Okay,
I'm informing
Beth.
You
okay,
that
fine,
it's a
Beth.
Violation
okay,
of law.
Okay, fine. Then don't stay. Any other objections, and can we move on?
Well, this is Michael Novick. I'm not a member of your committee. I understood Beth to be making a motion to strike item 10 from the agenda. So
I'm not going to. It's optional, and
sorry.
If people don't want to hang
me.
Out, they don't have to hang out.
Excuse me. If there's a motion, it should be considered by the body and voted on. The agenda is always the property of the body and not of the chair.
Okay. I understand. She didn't make a motion, so she was just, you know, yelling at
us. So move.
So
move.
Okay, fine.
So move.
Second.
All right. Let's just take a vote. Look, you know, you want to strike it? I will send out, you know, another maestro for anybody who wants to hear what I have to say. Or anyone can call me to hear what I have to say, okay? It does not have to be in a group form. I don't care. You know, you're making a giant deal out of zero. And, you know, we can strike it, and anybody who's interested can call me, and I'll tell them. It's not a big deal, and it does not need all of this. So what does the body want to do?
Dad, my motion is on the floor.
I think you have to have a vote, Kim.
Okay, fine. Who wants to strike this? Let's see. Grace, not here. Ken Aaron, not here. Doug Barnett. Fred Blair, what do you want to do?
I'll pass.
I'll pass.
For
okay.
Now.
Okay.
Can you make a motion for clarity, Kim, so people know what they're voting for?
Whether to strike having a closed session after we adjourn for 10 minutes. What? Okay, Sue Cohen Johnson.
Yes.
Dan McCrory.
Could
Michael
Heiss. What's yes and what's no?
What do you think it is, Beth, to strike it? Michael Heiss.
Strike some close.
Will somebody please let me cast the vote? In the interest of getting this done, strike, we'll get to it the next time where people can talk to Kim.
Yes, it's strike the
you
closed session.
You already voted, Sue. Please stop. Dave Johnson.
Yes.
Steve Kaiser.
Yes.
I vote no. Markowitz.
Pass.
Pass.
Ruth Strauss. Ruth? Okay. And Beth votes yes. Wenger.
May I speak for myself, please, Kim?
Yes, please do.
I would prefer to cast my own vote.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I vote to strike that item.
And Wenger.
Abstain.
If you did not... Excuse me, if you did not hear me, I voted yes to strike.
Okay. And Fred, how do you vote?
I am abstaining.
I am abstaining.
Okay. Dave, how do you vote?
He voted?
Sue, you need to stop interrupting. Markowitz, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, but I did not hear the language of the motion.
It's to strike having a closed session.
So yes is to have a closed session, no is to not?
No, it's the other way around. Yes is to strike it.
Yes, then I vote yes to strike closed session.
Okie doke. And Dave Johnson.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right. Well, that fails, and, you know, too bad for you all. So any other objections to the agenda? As I said, anybody that wants to know this information, please call me. any other objections to the agenda? Can we move on? I hear no other objections, so the agenda is approved. Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes, Fred.
All right. Any objections or corrections? Okay, so can we hear an update from the IGM?
I did point out in relation to the fund drive reports from Allegiance that it was not actually extended. The only way to capture the additional extra day was to change the date. So if you look at the chart by break or the chart by date, you'll see there are about 6 days that are on there that were not really fund drive. The fund drive did end on the 1st, ran through August into September 1st, and raised about, $104,000-something. And then we had a one-day drive the following Friday, September 8th, to help pay the SCE bill that was due on the 11th, Monday. And we raised about $7,500 that day. But because you have to extend the date, it captured a little bit of money that dribbled in on a few days when there was no fund drive. We ended up about 9,000 something higher on the drive overall. But basically, the drive raised about 104,000, and then we raised about 7,500 in the one-day drive on the 8th. I think the instructive stuff there that people should look at are the one that's by break. So it shows you money that came in any given time that people did pledge during the course of the drive, show by show, and by program, which shows you how much cumulative was donated for each program, including how many pledges were made. And I think some significant information there is really only a few shows that got even into, double figures, that is to say 10 or more pledges. And so, that's the situation we're facing ourselves. If you look at the June financials overall, you'll see that income is down year over year by about 200 and some odd thousand dollars, and revenue is down by, expenses are down even more than that. So that it is still on the local expenses, theoretically, it's in that roughly break-even state. We have not paid central services for many years. I thought that the financials would change to show a lower central services obligation sometime during this current fiscal year, but I don't see it on this version of it. So I wasn't sure what happened there. But I thought that there was change made.
Do you want me to answer that while you're talking?
Sure. Yeah, no, go ahead.
I did it on the budget that we did for the 6 months, but they're not going to do it for the consolidated until, I don't know, the end of the year or something.
Okay.
So
right.
You just have to calculate it for yourself. I mean, okay. It's a big overhaul to do all that,
I understand. In any event, we whatever the financial obligation is, for the central services, we haven't met it in quite a number of years now. And the consequence of that we've seen is that we're starving the National Office of the funding for insurance, for the audits, for accounting, legal services, and so on. So that's the continuing problem. Membership is still roughly at the same level it was all year. It's a little over 5,000, fluctuates a little bit above 5,000. Somebody's been putting out 4,800. That's not true. For the election, which was members as of June 30th, I think it was 5,100 and something. And, the picture is not encouraging. If you look over the course of the year, you'll see that in a month that we have a fund drive, we raise 100,000-something, and in the month in between, we've raised between $50,000 and $75,000. And the sum total is what you see. It's not sufficient to cover really the totality of our expenses, because the central services are a legitimate part of our actual expenses that we have to make a share of. So we're making efforts. We have another round. This is not relevant to this committee, but the interim program director and I are looking at the grid and trying to figure out ways to improve the flow. I will point out that a few of the newer programs are actually doing fairly well compared to some of the others. So the a fair amount of money was raised by the Rebel Alliance News, by Cut to the Chase, by Raza Unida. You know, a lot of the money comes in basically from Maggie's music specials and from the Saturday and Sunday music programming, including both Canto Tropical, Canto Sin Fronteras and the Rhapsody in Black on Saturday and from Reggae Central on Sunday. La Raza Radio did pretty well in the 8 o'clock and Cut to the Chase did pretty well. Voices on the Frontline is also respectable, not as many pledges. Cut to the Chase was in double digits and La Raza Radio in double digits, along with a few other programs. I have been in discussions with the ED regarding the budget going forward. She says she's trying to put together a template for all five stations to use. That's a more simplified version to prepare the 2024 budget. I haven't seen it yet. I've asked the national business manager in the ED if they can retroactively generate a cash flow chart from the actuals for this current fiscal year to give us a better picture of exactly what's happening. And I haven't gotten that either. We are in discussions. One of the local board members put us in touch with a woman who has been involved in development and fundraising work, and we had a couple of meetings and are trying to identify a major donor and capital campaign for serious money in the, you know, 7 or 8 figure range. And so we're trying to work on that. And then the Tech Task Force has been meeting, and we'll meet again on Friday to try to sum up the figures around the replacements and repair of a lot of the tech. We have ongoing problems with the Zeta computer, which runs on Windows 7 and has had problems causing dead air in the overnight when there's no board up. And we're getting a replacement called Play It Live. And I have a pledge, and I'm waiting to see it, but a pledge of a Dell server and the Play It Live lifetime license for our station, which would be a big relief at no cost to us. But we'll see if it actually comes through. And I guess that's about it for now. If people have questions.
Well, I'm just going to make one comment here, and then I'm going to take a stack. You know, you said that, you know, the Rebel Alliance News did well. I'm just looking at my chart here. They made a total of $2,177 with 12 donations for 4 weeks at 5 days a week. That's not, you know, and that's including, no, that's not including the final day. So, if that's doing well, that's a problem. Rossi Udita did 1,100.
The total I saw was 3,600 something.
I'm looking at the numbers here. I'm looking at the printout, you know. So, well, Michael, that's not including that extra day. This is not including that extra day. So, and Raza did 1,100 with 15 donations for 4 shows. You know, okay, they're doing better, but this is not going to help us. So, okay, I'll take a stack.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Okay, Michael here. The technical stuff I know will be discussed in the task force later in the week, so I won't bog us down in that. But a cursory view of the by program clearly sets a trend that says maybe it's because a lot is on the weekend, but music does a lot better than anything that's not music.
And without turning this into a programming discussion, which I don't want to, but, you know, you have to have program. There are some programs that you need to have because that's what we're about. But then you need to balance that with programs that make money. And does the trend that one could develop from looking at the bi-program breakdown lead us to say maybe we should try a little bit more music or programming in that vein because it seems to raise money? And at the end of the day, we need ears. We're not in the eyeball business. We need ears and brains, but dagnabbit, we need money. And I just want to see if there's been any discussions for the Nexus around that. Thanks.
Yeah, I've been trying to set up a meeting with Maggie the Pete, the music director, and Marlena and myself to discuss the music programming overall. And some shows do make money, some don't. The you know, the main attractor, well, there are a few things. One is that both Bill Gardner, Rhapsody in Black, and Chuck Foster, Reggae Central, came to us with audiences that they brought with them. They were on the air in other stations and brought their audience with them to KPFK. They've always been among the highest rated programs we have on Saturday and Sunday. And they have a loyal following that supports them. A lot of the other music programming has very effective premiums because they're tickets and music that appeal to the people who follow those genres. So we have over many, many years trained their audiences that they pledge for product. And we're trying to move away from that, but it's still the case that if we can have premiums for programs that are attuned to the people that tune into that program, they do better. You know, some of the largest number of donations came in, for example, for Letters of Politics, which is kind of a program. So it's a mixed bag. We'd like to find more music that appeals to people and raise the money. There are many music shows that don't raise a dime, frankly. So it's not the question of music or not. It's the question of the host.
This is Andrew Weiss, listener member, here to participate. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you are interrupting. So.
Yes, Andrew. Sorry. And we're streaming the call, and, you know, we're not taking public comments. So go listen to the stream. Thank you.
I have a right to be on the call and listen.
We're streaming it for the public.
I can finish my remarks in response to the question. For example, one of the strongest fundraising programs was actually the local station board delegate elections, which raised $33. So, you know, I just think it's a mixed bag. There's some things people respond to and some things they don't, and we're working on it. And as you said, we're going to get into programming.
Back to the stack.
Go
ahead.
And Dave.
Pardon me?
And Dave for the stack, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Beth.
So do I have the floor now?
Go ahead, Beth.
I'll try again. Michael. How far are we from paying down that Monster Edison bill that accumulated over the COVID lockdown?
Andrew Weiss, listener member. I keep getting cut off. I have a right to be at this meeting. I'm a listener member.
So that question was for...
I believe it's 7 or 9 more payments. It's an additional $3,000 a month beyond whatever it costs for that month, or $29.95, something like that. And there was a chart, which I don't have right in front of me. And we have continued to make the payments from the start of the agreement through this month, the additional payments on top of the But that money, that $3,000 represents money that we didn't pay them prior to my arrival here for a year or more. I don't know exactly how long that we had the unpaid bills. But again, as I have explained, if we pay that $3,000, it means that something else is being shortchanged of current this month, and that includes LADWP. So, we're in a situation where we're not covering our expenses. That's the way around that.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Dave.
I had two questions, please. Thank you, Michael. How many programs, or what are the programs that did not raise any money? And the second question is, how many months can we continue to go where we're going in the red each month and continue to operate KPFK? Thank you.
This is Andrew Weiss, listener member. Listener.
Did you ask your question, Dave?
Yes. There was a bad echo. Did anyone hear?
Yeah,
I asked. Okay, thank you.
This is Andrew Weiss. I keep getting cut off. I will continue calling in. Listener members have a right to participate.
If you look at the chart, you'll see that there are a lot of shows that have only one donation, and so that's not much. You know, it's a little better than nothing. Any show that's not on the list didn't make any. The shows you see are the ones that actually brought the money in. So, there are a lot of music programs late Friday and Saturday and Sunday that, nothing has come in from. I'm trying to think of any public affairs.
Excuse me. This is Oscar Ulloa, LSD.
I did not understand that. What was the question?
Nothing.
Listener members have a right to participate in meetings.
Andrew, we're streaming the call. I would like to say something here. I am doing a very deep dive into all the fund drive stats for the last year, and I'll be sending it out soon, and it will show a lot more details about these fund drives. So
we have a right to attend meetings. Listener members have a right to attend meetings.
Oh, God. Okay. So, my
second question.
It's unsustainable to continue to operate in the red. We reduce expenses dramatically. There may have to be additional reductions in expenses. We have to figure out a way to increase our income. As I said, we're trying to engage in a major donor and capital campaign, and hopefully that will relieve some of the stress. But we have to have a product that attracts enough support to sustain itself. That's the definition of listener-sponsored radio. So, we're in a situation where most of the debt we have accumulated was not money that was borrowed to improve our operations or increase our capacity. It was money that was borrowed to cover our operating expenses, not only here, elsewhere around the foundation. And that's not tenable or viable on the long run. So that's the most that we've made in the last audits for a number of years, that the capacity to continue as a going concern is a question.
Can I ask a follow-up, Kim?
Yeah.
Yes, I understand everything you said, Michael. My question was, do we have a handle on how many more months we will be able to continue operating in the red before we'll have to
listener members have a right to attend meetings? And we'll
you don't have a right to interrupt the meeting. You can listen to the meeting. You do not have a right to speak during the committee meeting.
Thank you.
So, Michael, do you have a handle on how many more months we can continue operating in the red before we would have a serious lockdown, shutdown problem? Thank you.
There are no reserves. There's no money in the national. There's no money. We're operating hand to mouth. I don't know what else to say about it. We can't borrow any more money to cover the fact that we're operating in a deficit situation. So the solution is either finding some financial angel selling or finding someone who will buy the building and let us stay, all the things we talked about previously. And then we have to find the programming that attracts enough listeners. We're trying to increase the social media promotion. As I said, we've worked on the Twitter feed and Facebook and Instagram to try to get more awareness of what we have to offer. We're working on trying to improve the flow and the mix of programming and the schedule, and there'll probably be further changes coming with that. The question of how much we can cut our expenses further is something that's going to have to be subject to negotiation with the union at some point.
All right, anyone else? No one else? So, okay. I have nothing to add about the P&Ls, so let's just move on to chair election. We're already 2 minutes over the time certain. Can I get a motion to extend for 5 minutes?
So moved.
Okay.
Is there anyone to leave the call? I guess I'm not a voting member. I feel very important taking the question. Is that okay?
Pardon me, Michael?
I'm asking if it's okay to leave the call. I gave my report. I took the answers. I'm not.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay. Well, we've had three meetings. You know, it's time to elect a permanent chair.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Something or other. I have to take another call, so you'll have to excuse me from being the timekeeper.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So are there any nominations for chair?
I nominate Kim Kaufman.
Thank you for interrupting. This is Oscar Ulloa. Is somebody hanging?
What was that?
Okay, so Dave nominated me.
I nominate Kim Kaufman.
All right, thank you. Anybody else?
Yes. I would like to...
Will you read the membership of this committee, please?
It's on the agenda, Ruth.
So I didn't see it on the agenda.
It's on the
maybe
agenda.
I'm wrong.
And it's on the minutes.
This is Beth to address that item.
Uh-huh.
The roster as you printed it, in the agenda excluded Dan McCrory.
Well, not McCrory.
Mine had
I'm
Dan McCrory on it.
Yeah, mine did too. So I don't know what you were looking at.
Okay. Well,
about the sixth name down.
Okay. Well, then... if that's the case, I'll check again. And if that's the case, then I stand corrected. I just want to be sure that we get a full count. And a further question, is it the intention to hold this election by electronic device, by email?
As opposed to what?
A voice vote, a live voice vote here and now.
Oh, if people want a voice vote, they can do it.
I think people have a right to a secret vote.
Yes, that's why we do it. So if people want a voice
vote,
they could do it. That's
why I'm asking.
It's an electronic vote.
Kim Kaufman is not qualified to be the chair.
Right.
I'd like to nominate.
Go ahead, Sue.
Dave Johnson.
I decline, thank you.
Then I'd like to nominate Michael Heiss.
He's left the call, but he's going to decline. Or he maybe he's still back. Michael, are you back? He just said he was taking another call. You can ask him when he comes back.
Kim Kaufman is violating the bylaws. Allow the listener members to participate.
Beth, to the staff.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. The reason we need to know whether this is going to be done by electronic vote or by voice vote here now is that in electronic vote, there's always a space for write-in. And so we wouldn't have to resolve it here and now. It gives us the option to find someone. And it guarantees a private vote.
What?
So my question stands. Are we going to do, I move that we do this by electronic vote, by private email vote using standard Pacifica tellers and standard process, assuring private votes and with the option to have write-in.
Okay, great. Okay, fine. Pardon me?
I'd like to nominate Beth Von Gunten for chair.
Thank you. I appreciate the honor. I've already got my hand full.
The bylaws require 30 minutes of public comment every meeting, every committee meeting.
That's true.
No, not a committee, Beth. Only on the LSB. Okay, anybody else? Okay, well, we will send out an electronic vote, and people can do what they will.
Actually, I'd like to nominate John Winger.
Winger? Well, he's on the call. He's not speaking up.
Yeah, I was muted.
No, you weren't. No, you
I
weren't.
On my own phone I was muted.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I heard my name mentioned. I was slumbering off. And what was I just nominated for?
To be chair of this committee.
Oh, God. No, I respectfully decline.
Yeah. I nominate anybody but Kim Kaufman.
Okay.
Kim, Chair, this is Jonathan. Can you please state the names of those on the call that you're aware of at this moment?
Why?
Well, this is nominations for chair of the committee, and I'm kind of interested to know who's on the call. I may nominate somebody, but I'm not sure who is on the call. I'm not going to bother nominating someone who's not on the call. Thank you.
Well, people can speak up. Anyone that wants to speak up, who's still here?
There's a motion on the floor, Kim.
For what?
Is there any opposition to holding an electronic vote?
No, I
vote?
Didn't hear any. No.
And how? This is Jonathan. I'm sorry. Point of information. I do not understand how an electronic vote is supposed to be conducted on a Maestro call.
It's not. You'll receive a ballot in the email, and you know. A little bit.
When has Pacifica been taking votes in local station board committees by electronic vote instead of verbal vote over the call?
Forever.
For 10 years, and especially because of COVID, ever since we all of our elections are by email because we're not meeting in person, and we people want a private vote, they get to have a private vote. It's the way it's always been.
Okay, well, I would still like to have those known participants on this call, their names read out by you, the chair, so I can know who's on this call. I'm not going to vote for anybody that's not on this call or nominate them.
Okay, I'll take a roll.
Thank you.
Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron, Doug Barnett, Fred Blair.
Present. Present.
Sue Cohen-Johnson.
Here.
Dan McCrory.
Here.
Michael Heiss. Dave Johnson. Steve Kaiser.
Here.
Oh. Is that Dave?
Oh, Steve Kaiser's here. I think Dave's still here, too.
Yeah, I think he is. Markowitz is here. Ruth Strauss, you're here.
Point of order.
And Beth is here, and Wenger is here. What's your point of order, Beth?
My point of order is that I have been contacted by Grace Aaron, who can't get into the meeting. She's been trying to get into the meeting, and she wants to know, is there a meeting, and how can she get in?
Well, if she calls in and speaks up, I will identify her. Tell her to call in again.
Could you please provide her that information? She may have been trying the Zoom information.
Fred here. I'll text her her PIN code.
Okay,
thank you, Fred.
Okay.
Another point of order.
Yes, Beth.
Sorry. Well, the committee rules, as revised by Michael, I'm sorry he's not here because he knows these better than I do, these days include public members. But in order to become a member, members of the public have to show up for 3 meetings in a row. And if we block them out of participating, then we've effectively blocked any new public membership. And so I think we need to resolve that before we slam the door shut. We need to, if we want to change the rules, we can do that, but we haven't changed the rules yet. And so those rules still stand. And given that that's the case,
those rules were never approved, Beth. They were in the process of being worked on, but they were never approved.
Excuse me by interrupting. Is this a closed meeting? This is Oscar Ulloa from the KPFK LSV. Is this a closed meeting that the public doesn't have the right to be in, or what?
The meeting is being streamed. If you want to listen to the meeting,
Kim Kaufman doesn't seem to care about rules. She seems to want to run things.
What is the significance that it's being streamed?
But people want to listen. They can listen to it.
People want to participate, and we've led them to believe that we can, that they can. And until we clarify the rules, I think that we should operate by the status quo as we have been, as custom, just as Robert's rules says we should. That
they have
without,
they have to be able to say they're here.
Yeah.
The chair is perfectly aware of the legal requirements of this meeting process, and it is supposed to be open to all listener members as well as staff members
who are
to be able to call in, not just listen to the stream.
It doesn't belong in Pacifica.
This is Dave for the stack, please.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, when I joined the committee, I listened only. I identified myself at the beginning of the meeting as a public member that wanted to join the committee. I did not speak during the meeting, and I had to do that 3 times before I was a committee member and was eligible to participate orally. Thank you. And it's been that way for 12 years that I'm aware of, that I've been on committees like this for 12 years. Thank you.
At the beginning of the meeting, I multiple times asked for guests to identify themselves. Either they want to identify themselves to be a member of this committee, or the only person that identified themselves was Bella, and she is not allowed on this call. Okay?
Okay, so I would like to know, Chair, what are the reasons other people are being continually booted off the call then?
Because we're streaming it.
Chair, you just said that Bella was not allowed to be on the call.
This is Andrew Weiss identifying myself. I would like to be a member.
Okay.
I would like to stay on the call.
Well, you can... I will mark you as present as your first meeting, and it takes 3 meetings in a row to become a member.
I will stay on the call.
And I will. Okay. So Andrew Weiss is now identified as somebody who is interested in becoming a member.
This is Oscar Ulloa, KPFA LSD member, also with the same interest. My cell phone number is 3503-1179, and I'll mute myself.
Okay, that's Oscar. He's marked. Okay, I'm great.
I have a point of order, please.
Yes, Ruth.
Point of information. Why is Bella not allowed to be on the call?
Because she has been removed from governance.
But she can listen. She can listen, correct?
She can listen. We are streaming the call, Ruth.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there any other business that we need to take care of? Otherwise, we are adjourned.
Are we going to vote for the chairman next time?
We are going to get
emails.
By email. And with all the abuse that you constantly have to take and you handle with such class, I hate to ask you to return to be the committee chairman, but you're qualified.
And, okay, Steve, we can talk about this somewhere else. Okay.
Okay.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thank Stacks. You all.
Stacks.
The meeting is adjourned, Sue.
Well, you just asked if there was you said that Michael would decline. And if he does, I want to nominate someone else. I want to nominate.
We can ask him by email, and he will respond. You can write it in and do whatever you want. He's not here. There's nothing else we can do. You know, pick somebody.
So I can't nominate Steve Kaiser?
Yes, you can. Yes, if you want to make another nomination, you can.
Yes, go ahead, Sue. If you want to nominate him, go ahead.
Yes, I do. Steve.